Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm your host, John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show, where we cover all the latest NFL news and action. We got two topics on the ticker tonight, as always, or this morning, I should say. We're going to start with the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars are a mess, but Nick Foles will bring some much-needed maturity to their locker room. Not even 2 years ago, the Jacksonville Jaguars knocked off the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC Divisional Playoff game, but things have went off the rails for Jacksonville since then. Players like Leonard Fournette and Jalen Ramsey have nearly went AWOL, and they both look completely unfocused at times. The guy who is running the show, Tom Coughlin, has made some stupid decisions as well, you know, like re-signing Blake Bortles, and he's been overcritical of players. Then Coughlin overpaid for Nick Foles, but the good thing is Foles can bring maturity and leadership to the Jaguars locker room. You know, everyone has seen the runs Foles has put together, and one of them resulted in Philadelphia winning a Super Bowl. So this is clearly someone the whole team can rally around, because Nick Foles is almost a hero at this point of his career. Beyond that, though, he's a high integrity human being and a role model to the younger players on that roster. You know, after witnessing training camp fights between Yannick Ngakoue and Dante Fowler last year, this will be a sigh of relief for Jacksonville. You know, Blake Bortles, even though he got that new contract, he knew the momentum was against him. He knew his time coming to an end, and it showed in his confidence from the very beginning of 2018. Foles isn't afraid to do the right thing, whether it's holding his teammates accountable or calling a team meeting after practice. You know, there will be a big trickle-down effect because of this, and you'll notice some of the other Jaguars taking their job more seriously. Will it be enough to save this franchise from the dumpster fire they were for the last 12 months? Probably not, but at least it's something positive to get the wheels in motion. Coughlin should also think about trading down in the draft, because they have a lot of holes to fill and they need to acquire some more draft picks. That's how you go and, turn things around quickly. We saw the softest rebuild and the quickest rebuild I've seen recently is the Seattle Seahawks. I've talked about it numerous times. They should have won six games probably. But, you know, they go to the playoffs, and what'd they do? They kept trading down. They kept getting a lot of picks, especially second and third round picks. And they turned things around a lot sooner than they should have by accumulating more picks instead of just going, with the most talented player on the board in the first round. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars should follow that model. I think they should trade down because, you know, just drafting one of those offensive linemen early, you know, yeah, it gives a stud up front that can protect Foles, but to me, you trade down, you acquire more picks, maybe you move from, I think they have like the seventh pick in the draft, the Jaguars do, you trade back to maybe the late 20s, and then you take, the best player on the board there at the late 20s. And if you, from trade down, you get maybe an extra second or an extra third round pick or even both. Then you just keep using those additional picks to build up your roster. And you don't have that high end great player, but you have more good players coming in. If that makes sense. So instead of having seven picks, you could have 9 or 10 picks. And, you know, those 2-3 extra guys, they can help turn things around quickly. And we've seen that already in Seattle. So that's the blueprint. If you're Jacksonville, and get Nick Foles the help he needs, because if you don't, you know, make a move or think outside the box a little bit and just think you're going to draft normal and everything's going to go all right, it doesn't matter if you have Nick Foles, because everything else is going to crumble. So you need a game plan, And unfortunately, Tom Coughlin hasn't been sharp lately. You know, Payne Bortles, when the writing on the wall, when the writing on the wall said that he was basically done, foolish, and then he overpays for Foles too. And then Coughlin's been overcritical of players. Sometimes he needs to understand, yeah, you got to hold people accountable, but you also have to know when to not lose your cool. And lately, he's just criticizing everybody, and it doesn't look good. Jacksonville is in rough shape. But, you know, the next topic, send Dak packing, why the Dallas Cowboys should trade for Josh Rosen and make things really interesting. There's so many people who have already written off Josh Rosen, and it's completely absurd. Let's talk about how Rosen threw more interceptions and touchdowns as a rookie, completely ignoring the fact that Jared Goff, Peyton Manning, and John Elway all did the same exact thing. Those naysayers will also turn a blind eye to the fact that Arizona's offense was absolutely dreadful last season and were on par with what Goff had to deal with his rookie year in Los Angeles. You know, Dallas should ignore all the fans' feedback and trade for Josh Rosen, and it would be one of the smartest moves they could make. First and foremost, Rosen won't make more than $6 million annually for the remainder of his contract, which is 3 years long. Sticking with Dak Prescott will cost the Cowboys over $20 million per year. And you have to keep in mind, Rosen is a first-round talent while Prescott was a fourth-rounder. The difference between the two is obvious when you compare their arm talent. Rosen is better at throwing the football, but Dak Prescott is a tougher competitor. That's where Josh Rosen has to improve, but playing with all that help around him, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper, that offensive line, you know, that would drastically improve the former UCLA quarterback's production. The final reason Jerry Jones should pull the trigger on this deal is because it's an absolute bargain. The Cardinals just traded up to get Rosen in last year's draft, and now Jones can get a franchise QB for a second-round pick and a late-round selection to sweeten the pot. It would be very similar to when the San Francisco 49ers robbed the New England Patriots for Jimmy Garoppolo, and it's the perfect risk for Dallas. Then on draft night, they can deal Dak Prescott and get another pick to improve their roster. You know, so you're saving cap space, you're adding a better quarterback, and getting additional draft capital. Yeah, to me, it's a no-brainer. Go get Josh Rosen. Get a guy that can, you know, sit in the pocket and beat teams. And like I said, there is a reason Rosen was a first-rounder and Dak was a fourth-rounder. And, you know, bless Dak Prescott's heart, this guy has – taken his talent level so far beyond the tools that he has. You know, when you see him pass, sometimes he's limited. You know, he's throwing for one touchdown a game. There was times last year in Arizona that Josh Rosen unloaded and threw some flat-out pretty balls that Dak Prescott can't do. Now, I'm going to call it like I see it. Dak Prescott is an incredible competitor. That's what made him what he is today. He has a tenacity about him that can't be replicated by very many people. But as far as a passer, he's limited. It almost reminds me, now don't take this too literally because Dak Prescott's much better, but it almost reminds me of Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow didn't have all the tools, but he was a super competitor. And that helped him win games. And, you know, John Elway obviously wanted Peyton Manning, which resulted in the Super Bowl. So we can't blame John Elway for wanting to go with Peyton Manning because it worked out for the Denver Broncos. But Tebow, you know, even though he was very limited and he would sometimes pass under 100 yards in a game, he won for whatever reason. A lot of that was because it was another threat on the ground that teams had to prepare for. Kind of how Lamar Jackson's winning in Baltimore, or won in Baltimore this past season. he's just another threat on the ground that the defense has to prepare for, and it's just so hard to game plan, not only for the running backs, but for a running quarterback who can keep it at any time, turn the corner, and pick up a big game. But anyway, back to Dak. So Dak, arm talent-wise, he's a B player, and Josh Rosen is an A-minus, maybe an A, probably an A-minus arm talent. Not to mention IQ. Josh Rosen's IQ is off the charts. Now, as far as competitive spirit goes, Dak gets an A. Josh Rosen gets a B, maybe a C. That's yet to be determined. But if you get the right tools around Josh Rosen, that offensive line, Ezekiel Elliott to hand the ball off to, Amari Cooper, all the other receivers that they have in Dallas. They got Randall Cobb. They, you know, Michael Gallup, he's coming along. And some other guys that they still have their Hearns, and, you know, they lose Beasley, but, you know, Jason Witten's coming back. To me, you know, you get Rosen in that offense, and you not only get Rosen with more arm talent than Dak, you get him for $6 million a year or less. The very first 2 years, he'll be under $6 million a year. That third year, he'll be exactly $6 million per year. So what that does is you don't have to pay Dak Prescott if you trade for Josh Rosen, because you can trade Dak Prescott. So what that does is you don't have to pay Dak, and you don't have to give him that 20 to up to $30 million a year. In fact, Josh Rosen's total money won't be as much as that throughout the whole three-year duration of his contract. So do you want to give Dak a three-year, $120 million deal, or a four-year, $120 million deal, $30 million a year for 4 years, or it could be a four-year, $100 million a year at $25 million a year. But do you want to do that, or do you want to pay the Josh Rosen the $4 million, the $5 million, and the $6 million? To me, what that does is it frees up so much other cat space to use on the defense, to use on a receiver, to use on a lineman, wherever you want to, you know, use those extra funds to improve your team. To me, that's a way better course of action. You know, a lot of teams have success on that rookie contract because they can roll more talent out on the field on game day. So, you know, for Dallas, who's already strapped for cash is in terms of cap space, obviously they're not strapped for cash overall, but cap space wise, and you have to stay under the cap, the salary cap in the NFL. You know, one of the best ways to avoid that is not paying your quarterback, and especially not paying your quarterback when he's a mid-tier player. Dak is between 10 and 20 in the league in terms of quarterbacks. So why pay him those big bucks when you can get him for, or when you can get rid of him and get Josh Rosen on that cheaper contract, get better arm talent, and then trade Dak to get more draft picks to help build your roster? To me, it's the easiest decision in the world, but we have this groupthink on social media today that, you know, the narrative is if you get rid of Dak, it's crazy, and we got to stick with Dak because he's got us this far. That's emotional attachment, and, you know, emotional attachment when you're running an NFL team is not a good thing. You know, Belichick, he'll get rid of anybody in a second's notice. He was even ready to trade Tom Brady or get rid of, let Tom Brady walk and not extend his contract. So to me, you had to take your emotions out of it and do what's best for the team. And Josh Rosen set that team up for the long haul. I'm John Kuzma. That's all I have today. Check out endzoneblog.com. I appreciate it. I'm signing off. Have a great day.